Undoubtedly, the most famous phrase in the Oz Yashir is Zeh Keli V'Anvehu. But despite it being so well known, it's not immediately obvious what exactly the words mean. What is this phrase? What was the message that the Jewish people and Moshe were conveying when they sang these words to God? Zeh Keli, this is my God, but V'Anvehu, and I will what? So one of the interpretations brought down in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, is that V'Anvehu is a conjugation of Heve Domelo. It is a reference to the famous mitzvah known as Imitatio Dei, or imitating God's midos. Says the Gemara, Mahu Rachum, Afatarachum, Hu Chanun, Afatachanun. Just like God is compassionate and merciful, so too we are obligated to be compassionate and merciful, and this pasuk may be a source for that idea. This is such an important idea in Jewish ethics and in mitzvos. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, among others, bring this down as seemingly a mitzvah d'oraisa, a bona fide one of the Taryag, one of the 613 mitzvos, if not specifically connected only to this pasuk in Oz Yashir, but also connected to the well-known pasuk V'halachta Bidrachav, the idea of, again, going in God's ways, meaning to say, imitating Him, being compassionate and merciful like God is compassionate and merciful. This idea is well enough and certainly seems like a nice idea. However, there are two other Gemaras, in addition to the one we already quoted, there are two other Gemaras that discuss this idea specifically of Rachmanus, of compassion, which seem to contradict each other and really will raise a very fascinating question and really take us, I think, to a very important and resonant place and an inspiring lesson for us all to appreciate. On the one hand, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Beis, has two shocking statements in which it tells us that there are people that it's asur l'rachem alav. There are people where you're not allowed to have rachmanos on them. And if that's not shocking enough, the Gemara's definition of who you are not allowed to have rachmanos on is kol adam she'ein bodea, which sounds like it's saying anyone who's not really smart, not particularly discerning, intellectual. It seems shocking. The Gemara actually continues and says, in a furtherance of this idea, if you help and you show compassion in a very practical way to such people who don't deserve it, or ein bodea, you will be punished. Yisurin ba'alav, the giver will get punished. So on the one hand, this is a shocking Gemara, totally enigmatic, but certainly laying down a marker that it seems like it's sometimes prohibited to show compassion, and it could be for people who are ein bodea, which seems to make no sense. On the other hand, there's a second Gemara, Bamitzia Daf Pehei, which Rebbe tells the maidservant who's cleaning his house not to kill some bugs or some weasels, things like that, rodents in the house, because after all, Rachamav al Kalmasav, we have to learn from God to show compassion on all creatures, even on animals. And it would seem a reasonable deduction that according to this second Gemara, Bamitzia Pehei, if we have to have compassion, Rachmanis al Kalmasav, even on rodents and animals and bugs and the like, so all the more so on people, kol shekein on people, even if they're not so smart, they're ein bodea, but they're still more valuable innately than a weasel, than a rodent. So if that's the case, then these two Gemaras seem to contradict each other. Do we have to have compassion on everybody, or is this carve out, this category, this exception, where it's prohibited to have compassion on people who are ein bodea? In order to resolve this tension and really help give us some penetrating insight philosophically, and I would say even ethically, in a Musar perspective, the famed Stipler Gaon, in his work on Chumash, the Birkas Peretz, he says that really we have to take a step back and try to understand from the Torah's perspective, what is Rachmanus? What is mercy? And he has a very interesting analysis. He says that by definition, anything which we are commanded to do by the Torah, commanded by Halacha to do, if we exercise that, if we discharge those obligations, by definition, that's not called that you are a compassionate person, that you have rachmanus. Rather, that's called doing what you have to do, doing what's obligatory to you. So, for example, the Torah says, if you find a lost object, you must return it. If a poor person extends his hand and asks you for money, you're supposed to give him at least something. You're supposed to help the poor, etc. Those are mitzvahs. Those are chiyuvim. And if you do those, you've discharged your mitzvah. That's wonderful. But we don't call you a rachman. That's not called rachmanus. After all, it's something that you're obligated to do. And in such categories, says the Birkas Peretz, says the Stipler, that clearly refers to virtually all people. We don't distinguish between how smart a person is, how much de'a they have. That's not what the Gemara that we saw in Sanhedrin is talking about at all. That is something that you're supposed to do and exercise those commitments of lost objects and chesed and bikur cholim and tzedakah. That applies to everybody. So what is compassion? Says the Stipler, Rachmanus says when you go lifnim shesedin, not when you do what's actually obligatory, but you go beyond the letter of the law. And you do that because you have compassion about a situation or a person. About this, and specifically, that is called Rachmanus, the second category, not the law, but going beyond the letter of the law, that's where the Gemara is saying that's not for everyone. And there are some people who are, in fact, ein bodea. It's not a good thing. Don't do it. Of course, this only is solving half the puzzle, because that really begs the second very critical question, which is, well, even if I'm not obligated, what could be bad about it? What could be bad about showing compassion to a person, even if I'm not obligated? And why would I specifically not show compassion to people who are in bodea? What is going on? So in order to answer that clearly critical second half of the equation and the second part of the question, says the Stipler, you have to understand what that Gemara meant. What did it mean, in bodea? It's not an IQ test. Only have mercy to smart people. That's absurd. Rather, what it means is, these are people who don't have dea, don't have the proper discernment, in the sense that they don't appreciate the compassion. They don't appreciate the good that someone has done for them. Someone who you do good for, and they simply don't appreciate it, such a person, it's not just parv to give them, but it's actually damaging. The Stipler goes a great length to delineate 5 different categories of actual negative consequences, bad ideas, bad results, I should say, that will be outgrowths of showing compassion to people who will not appreciate it. For example, he says, if you don't show hakar satov, you don't have appreciation. Number one, that's a bad in of itself. Number two is you're fueling the person's arrogance. You're feeding his narcissism. You're encouraging him to look at other people as if they are born to serve his needs. Why don't they appreciate you? Out of arrogance, out of entitlement. And if you keep on giving such a person and they don't appreciate and they don't say thank you, you're actually fueling that arrogance and fueling that sense of entitlement. Moreover, in some cases, certain people, the way they deal with the kind of cognitive dissonance of not wanting to feel obligated to someone or indebted, they will actually be mishalim ra'a tachas tova. They'll actually be resentful and mean-spirited and hurtful to the person who helped them. So you actually could be instigating something even more negative. And he goes on, and we don't have time to elaborate. But his point is that, in fact, people who aren't ba'alei hakar satov, people who don't show appreciation, helping them is not just something that's kind of hard to do. It's actually the wrong thing to do because it encourages their very negative and bad behavior. And Hakar Satov is such an important midah, and it's really the bedrock, according to many sources, of all of our religious relationship with Hashem, of our gratitude toward God for all the good that He did. We're not supposed to help people who don't have that.